He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
You found us. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. This is Rob Sanford. We're broadcasting live today from the 1190 Studios, WAFS, the Wall Street Business Channel here in Atlanta, Georgia. We're down here enjoying some Southern hospitality on the Salem Radio Network all across the country, broadcasting live. And believe it or not, you know, the last few days we've had Bill call in from his armored personnel carrier as he has traveled from bunker to bunker. We've located our leader. Captain Bill is in the studio with us this morning. But before we hear from him, let's get the market update. The young Sanford's son, this is the actual Sanford's son, Sam Sanford's in the office or in the studio with us this morning. He's going to give us the market update. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrials are at 21,628, down about 7 points. The NASDAQ is at 6,390, up about 6 points. The S&P 500 is at 2,476, up about 3 points. Crude oil is $47.39 per barrel, up about 0.5%. Gold sits at $1,246 per ounce, down just a bit, and a 1 ounce bar of silver will cost you $16.26, down about 0.25%.
Well, very good, Sam. That was excellent. As a brand new 16-year-old, freshly minted yesterday, you're in your first day of your 17th year. Congratulations to Sam on that market update. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. And ladies and gentlemen, we have Bill Gunderson live here in the studio, the 1190 WAFS studio here in Atlanta. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, good morning. And I want to thank Dana Barrett for having me on her show, which leads into the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. She does a real good job with a lot of local color and local flavor here in Atlanta, which we're sampling. While we're here, I mean, what better way to celebrate a 16th birthday than a big steak, medium rare steak? That's where we took Sam last night, to Bones. We've had a lot of people tipped us off on Bones Restaurant, and the traffic to get there, it said, yeah, you're only 4 miles from the hotel. I thought, that's no problem. We're just 4 miles. We could walk that. But
We could have walked it faster.
I learned this is the sweatiest city in America. So we decided to drive. And 45 minutes to go 4 miles? That's unusual to me.
No wonder they're sweaty.
I go for a 5-mile run every day, and it doesn't take me that long. Although these days it's a lot slower than it used to be. Well, you know, one thing I'd like to add to Sam's report there is all three indexes yesterday hit new all-time highs. And for a guy who's been in the business now for over two decades, that's really saying something. You know, when I got into the market, the Dow was at about 3,500. Now here we are, almost 22,000, which absolutely blows me away. The second thing that blows me away is, you know, 17 years ago, oh, do I remember the NASDAQ and the dot-com bubble and the dot-com crash that came crashing down. And I think anybody who has a 401k or an IRA or who was in the market at that time, it changed us as investors forever. Now we've got our eye on the rearview mirror constantly. And anytime we hear the word tech bubble today, we think about the year 2000. And I'm here to say once again, this is no tech bubble. But we did hit a milestone yesterday. It took 17 years for the S&P 500 information technology sector, which is also known as the internet sector, to get back to where it was. 17 years. And that milestone yesterday was hit. So think how overvalued those stocks were at that time for it to take 17, your entire lifetime, Sam.
He didn't exist back then.
Yeah, you were being born during the dot-com bubble. I was managing money during the dot-com bubble. It was no fun. Believe me, it was an implosion. Well, we're also, we've got news out of Europe this morning. Mario Draghi, he's going to draggy his feet on interest rate hikes over there. They still have very friendly, very accommodative interest rates. But, you know, he sounded a hawkish tone about 2 weeks ago, and that really caused the bond market to rock and roll. And retirees don't like to see the bond market rock and roll. I do not like the bond market. I think there will be lots of rock and rolling ahead for bond index holders, bond fund holders. I think interest rates are headed a lot higher over the next 3 to 5 years. But Draghi pretty much has said this morning, you know, there's no hurry. Well, we don't need to raise interest rates anytime soon. Trump held an overnight, would they have a pajama party in the White House, Rob? Is that what it is? Struggling to agree on health care legislation, an overnight GOP health care meeting. Doesn't that sound exciting?
Oh, can you imagine? I wonder if they had popcorn.
I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, fly on the wall. And, of course, adding to the uncertainty now is Senator McCain with aggressive brain cancer. And, you know, Rob, you and I have a mutual friend. From the time he found out he had brain cancer, and I got a hunch that McCain's brain cancer is further developed than our friend, took about a year, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And that was a difficult year on him and his family both.
So I think they're going to have to make a pretty quick decision there on what they're going to do. Now, I think it's true. I think you're right, Rob, that the governor of Arizona will appoint, when it comes to that point, he's definitely not going to finish out his term. They'll appoint somebody to take the seat.
Well,
very important seat.
Hopefully they won't do like Blago did there and try and sell the seat.
Yeah, put it up for bid. You know, Blago serving how much time now for that little fiasco. You know, we get good news on the economy. And, you know, I explained this morning on the Dana Barrett Show, I said it's all about as long as things are going up, meaning the economy and earnings, markets and stocks will go up. Now, that doesn't mean every stock is going up because not every stock has earnings that are going up. IBM's earnings certainly are not going up anymore. 30 straight quarters of downward. They've been disrupted by disruptors, and that's another, you know, big theory of mine. You want to own the disruptors and not the disruptees. But the economy still seems to be doing just fine here in the U.S. Initial jobless claims hit a 4.5-month low, down 15,000. We only had 233,000 people in line filing those unemployment claims this week. You know what, Rob? How long ago was it when Goldman Sachs put out their call and their warning? They fired a flare into the air on the technology stock.
That was about 5 weeks ago, and the NASDAQ has done great ever since.
Well, poor Bill stayed up late that night.
Oh yeah,
and I wrote a special report to our thousands of followers around the world via the app. Said, don't panic, it's okay. And then I followed up with a several-page article that was published on Seeking Alpha, where I stuck my neck on the line and opposed Goldman Sachs' view and their opinion.
I'm telling you, that T-shirt that just simply states, Bill was right again, that will be a top seller.
Well, it wasn't too hard to be right. You know, I mean, look, you know, even a broken clock is right twice a day, but Goldman Sachs doesn't ever seem to hit that twice a day from my perspective, even though they get the smartest. I was talking to a guy that went to MIT, which is, you know, a competitor to Harvard, and get some pretty smart people going. He said they're so smart they don't know how to tie their shoes in a lot of cases. So there's no common sense there. And sometimes I feel like maybe Goldman Sachs is guilty of that. Well, here's what's happened since Goldman Sachs put out that call. The NASDAQ has had the longest win streak in over 2 years. And, you know, what was it 2 months ago when I was downtown at the advisory council meeting of Scottrade, held in San Diego this year, and You know, it just seems whenever I need a little time off, a few hours to attend a meeting, something always bad happens in the market. It was down 372 points that day.
You know, I wonder if they serve fresh crow in the cafeteria there at Goldman Sachs every day for lunch.
You know, I hate to rag on these big guys.
Oh, no, you don't. You know, no, you don't.
We're a little kind of rebels out there. We're in the southwest corner of the U.S. They're in the northeast corner of the U.S. I guess we're just far enough away from the bureaucracy of Wall Street and the mantra of Wall Street and the, you know, everybody kind of does the same. We're disruptors out there in Carlsbad. But anyways, the market was down 372 points while I'm down there staying at a nice hotel in downtown San Diego. Beautiful place. And I've got to stay up late that night, write another missive until the wee hours of morning. No, you know, the Trump agenda, he's not going to be impeached. It's not derailment here. Stay the course, because the biggest word to remember in the market is earnings, earnings, earnings. And we'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question?
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand
stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. We're broadcasting live from Atlanta. We're at the 1190 studios of WAFS here in Atlanta. Thanks to them, we're grateful for all their southern hospitality, letting us invade their studio here for the last couple of days. And tomorrow as well, before we head back to the crisp, cooler air of San Diego. We're breathing steam here in Atlanta the last couple of days.
And sweating.
That's right. And we're going to be at the Embassy Suites perimeter tonight. If you're joining us here on the radio today, please come over and meet Bill. This is your opportunity to meet with and have a nice discussion, hear him wax eloquent on all things financial, and give you some great advice on buying and selling the best stocks now. We will be at the Embassy Suites Atlanta tonight in the perimeter area, Embassy Suites perimeter. There's a Dick's Sporting Goods right there and an REI right there in the perimeter area. We're looking forward to meeting all the folks that listen to us here on 1190 WAFS. Now, if you'd like to see us and get a chance to meet Bill in one of our other cities coast to coast, please go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. Click on Live Seminar. Let us know the city that you would like to visit with Bill in, and we will set that up soon. So, Bill, are you getting ready for tonight at Embassy Suites Perimeter? Are you ready?
I don't think I have time to get ready for tonight. You told me when we get back to the hotel, which, by the way, don't forget Joey D's Oak Room Steakhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Right across the street, which I think is a local landmark.
Looks pretty good.
The parking lot was packed.
Oh, yeah. People waiting outside.
I'm thinking after the workshop tonight, Joey D's Oak Room Steakhouse for a nice salad or something.
A nice salad.
But anyways, you've got 10 appointments for me between now. When do I prepare the workshop? You know, I've got it in my head, so I'm not worried.
Well, that's good. There will be no rest for you today.
But I will say this, that right now I have there's openings on Friday. Okay.
Friday morning only.
And I'm not leaving till Saturday morning. So I am willing, you know, to do whatever it takes. If you want to meet with me on Friday, anytime after the radio show, which we get back to the hotel, what time here?
We
Atlanta
won't be
time?
Back
about
to the
11.
Hotel about 11:30.
11:30,
about
that's
11:30.
Correct.
So noonish should be about the first appointment.
Yeah, and I'm happy to work late into the evening on Friday if you'd like to meet with me. You know, if you're in the IBMs of the world and you're in the General Electrics of the world and the, I hate to say it because Coca-Cola is headquartered here, but it's not a disruptive technology anymore. It's a company that's laying people off, unfortunately.
Well, here's a perfect example. You've got a 16-year-old here that doesn't like Coke.
I'm drinking my Diet Coke. It's intravenously
right.
In the morning.
He grew up on Gatorade and water.
Okay.
And lemonade.
It's better for you, Sam. Stick with it and don't ever touch anything alcohol.
That's, I just hate
that's
the taste.
Just me.
I can't stand it.
Okay. Well, we've got, here's typical, Rob. Well, first let me say, the last 2 days have been two of the best days we've had since we've been in the business because we had Netflix on Wednesday, which reported on Tuesday, reported many more subscribers than anticipated, new subscribers. They now have 100 million subscribers around the world. Total disruptor, disrupting the, have you seen a Blockbuster? Where's the nearest Blockbuster store or Hollywood Video? Huh?
Underneath a bulldozer.
Okay, all right. Yeah, it's now a resale thrift store for Goodwill or something like that. We had a huge winner on Wednesday, and that's our largest position at Gunderson Capital Management. And this morning, Dana Baird asked me, should we still buy it? And you know what? Everybody's looking for the next Microsoft and the next IBM and the next Cisco when they're right in front of our eyes, and they continue to hit new highs. And, you know, as long as those earnings continue to grow and continue to increase, I don't see why not. I mean, I'd rather own that than Macy's, you know, or a disrupted company right now. And then if that's not enough, on Wednesday, even better, our largest holding, Vertex Pharmaceutical, which is a very large biotech company in Boston. I found it with my Best Stocks Now app. I'm not an MIT scientist. I know how to tie my shoe. I'm sure there's some guys at MIT. We have three of them in our neighborhood that are MIT guys. And here I am, you know, just a little Point Loma High School.
Hey, what's wrong with that?
The kind of guy growing up in the private sector mostly. And, you know, but that's where Vertex Pharmaceutical is located. And I've been saying for many months now on the air that Vertex is our largest holding. And they had some very promising drugs, especially in the cystic fibrosis arena. And, you know, I've known some children over the years that were afflicted with cystic fibrosis. It's not a good one. And the one little girl was a friend of my son's. She passed away about 13 years old. And the other one, her sister, is still alive, and she's in her 30s. But Vertex Pharmaceutical has a drug that makes it easier for those kids to breathe, and even those adults now that struggle for every breath. And Vertex was the biggest winner in the market yesterday. It was up 25%. It's following on today. And as typical of the big Wall Street firms, Rob, guess what? Raymond James is now upgrading it, the stock. They're now upgrading it the day after it goes up 25%.
Oh, of course.
To a outperform from a market perform. And Janney now, the day after, is upgrading it to a buy. What about the month before instead of the day after? Come on.
Hey, I want to know when we're going to have Bill Gunderson Stadium instead of Raymond James Stadium down there in Tampa.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Hey, Raymond James is a big player in this area. Keep your mouth quiet. They'll come after us. They'll badmouth us every chance they get.
Just looking for Gunderson Stadium. That's all.
Invading their turf. Barclays upgrades Vertex Pharmaceutical to an overweight from an equal weight. It just, you know, I've watched this for 20 years. A lot of these giant firms are run very much like Sacramento, Washington, D.C., giant bureaucracies. They have all-night meetings, and they can't decide on anything.
They can decide to spend our tax dollars.
Well, now I'm talking about these. Yeah, they can do that.
They do that very well.
All right, especially in California. But, you know, I don't know. I've just never seen these big firms, wirehouse firms, being on the ball too much. So, anyways, let's take a look. We've got the NASDAQ. Oh, well, here's another one that I was going to mention. Visa today is being added to the best idea list at Wedbush. Visa has been one of the most successful IPOs 5 years ago, you know, when they came public, or let's see, when Visa came public. That's one of the great IPOs of all time. They came public back in 2008, and it's been straight up ever since. It's hitting a new all-time high today, and guess who's getting on the bandwagon? We have Wedbush, which is a California firm, adding it to their best idea list. Sam, so you know you're a little bit late to the party. I don't know. Now, a disruptor in San Diego. Hey, Sam's in the. What happened to Qualcomm Stadium?
What's Qualcomm?
We don't have a football team
What's
anymore.
Qualcomm?
Who's the Chargers?
Qualcomm was a major disruptor. Not anymore. Its disruptive days are behind it, and its better days are behind it. Long time ago as a stock. Come back. I'll tell you the Qualcomm story. And why I haven't owned it for the last 5 years, even though I'm a San Diegan. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio. We'll also talk about Tesla in the next half.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency Downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Embassy Suites Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I like them. Thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/start. That's ZipRecruiter.com/start. ZipRecruiter.com/start.
We're in the back stretch. You are joining us here on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. We call him the captain. He's the guy with his eyes in the binoculars from the bridge, looking for best stocks now, out searching the waters of the stock market. And we're here in Atlanta. We're at the 1190 AM WAFS studios here in Atlanta. Thanks to them for allowing us to broadcast live here. We're on the Wonder Gunder tour, the Gunderson live tour. If you'd like to meet with Bill, we will be at the Embassy Suites perimeter right there by Joey D's Steakhouse. And if you'd like to sign up to win one of the Gunderson fishing team hats or shirts, we'll have a little raffle there. And then at the end, we'll give away a steak dinner that Bill's been talking about for about a month. And we're going to give it away right there at Joey D's Oak House Steakhouse, right across the street from the Embassy Suite perimeter there. So come down, see Bill tonight, shake his hand, get your picture taken with him, and ask him all kinds of interesting questions that he'll answer live for you there at the Embassy Suites perimeter. The church starts at 6:30 p.m. So if you'd like to hear the Gospel of Gunderson.
The Gunderson Gospel.
The Gunderson Gospel at 6:30 p.m. tonight. We will start church right on time. We don't want to punish the righteous for the sins of the tardy wicked. So get there on time. We will start at 6:30. Bill, are you ready?
Well, I will warn you that we had standing room only in Sarasota.
Yes, we did.
We had 140, 135 people.
In a room that held 80.
Yeah, and the cookies were gone before, you know.
Get there early.
So, yeah, I'm looking forward to it tonight, and it should be a lot of fun. Let me tell you a little story about Qualcomm, Sam. In 1992, a little company went public in San Diego at about $1 a share, and the name of it was Qualcomm. And they had a disruptive technology called CDMA. Which is able to, you know, look, I'm not an engineer. I invented my best stocks. I know stocks when they're moving. I know stocks when they're making money. But I've had plenty of friends over the years that worked at Qualcomm. We call them Qualcomm millionaires. Qualcomm produced a lot of millionaires. And the stock went from $1 per share. By the year 2000, it was $100.
Oh, per my share. Goodness.
Wow.
And the Porsche dealers around there and the Ferrari dealers and the Lamborghini dealers and the Tesla wasn't around then. But we had all these engineers driving these Ferraris and Porsches. They were Qualcomm millionaires. And they even took on the San Diego Chargers Stadium, which was San Diego Stadium at that time. And they sponsored it and called it Qualcomm Stadium, which is now an empty cement. You know, what it was, well, the San Diego State Aztecs play there, our football team. And other than that, maybe a rock concert once in a while.
You know, they have the Monster Jam.
The Monster Jam, yeah.
The big mud trucks that that crush the... The junk cars, they do that.
Like the Oakland Raiders used to do the Chargers, right?
Yeah. Oh, that's exactly. Right.
So anyways, Chargers are gone. They're in L.A. You know what? Chargers, goodbye. I don't think any of us will ever watch another Charger as long as we live. You know, it's like the girlfriend that left you, okay?
You can say that again.
Done, baby. All right, so Qualcomm goes from $1 a share to $100 a share. Guess what year it hit $100 per share? It was the year 2000. It was the dot-com bubble, and I'll never forget Payne Weber, which is now UBS. Okay, they watched it go from $1 to $100. And they said, wow, you got to own this stock, and it's going to $250 from $100. Or, yeah, some wild. The stock never went up again. They called the exact top in the stock. They called the exact top in the NASDAQ. And as I look at that $100 stock in the year 2000, today Qualcomm's 54.
Oh, my goodness.
Never even came close to getting back. Thank you, Payne Weber. Where were you, Payne Weber? Well, it went from 1 to 100. But by that time, other companies came along, you know, with other technologies. The holy grail for Qualcomm was always going to be China. And, you know, China is very reluctant to pay a royalty to anybody. They would rather counterfeit, you know, the Gucci bags and sure. The Louis Vuitton. And they don't want to pay a licensing fee. And like I say, Qualcomm has never been the same. I have not owned it in 15 years. When I had my little show in San Diego on the radio, that was the one I got asked about more. There wasn't a day that went by that somebody wouldn't call me and ask me, what about Qualcomm? Do you think it's too late to buy Qualcomm? I said, yes.
Yes, it is.
You missed it, okay? If you didn't buy it, you know, on that on the road from $1 to $100, and now it's just been going sideways and drifting lower ever since, it's still a great company. It's still got, you know, it's one of San Diego's biggest employers. I think it's second only to the U.S. Navy in San Diego. It's an $80 billion company, and they've gotten into a lot of other things, but it will never be the same. You know, that I think there's a real lesson there in that life's that life cycle of a company, to where it begins as an idea, and that idea attracts venture capital sharks, and they invest in it at 10 cents, you know, a share and whatnot. They continue to raise money, and then eventually the big day for them is when they go public on the IPO, and now they're an IPO company. And that doesn't mean that they're going to be a successful. I've seen many, many IPOs fizzle. I've seen companies go public, and I said, you know, they're not going to make it. Blue Apron recently went public. They're going to deliver a meal kit to me to assemble and cook at home. Come on, I can do that myself. Do I really? Now, you know, the millennial, he's tried it. Oh, we tried it for a week, you know. But there's certain IPOs that are just destined for failure. And
knowing Stephen, he took the ketchup out of it and threw the rest away.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it had all of this broccoli and stuff that he'd never seen before.
Right,
cauliflower.
Right.
And
once he saw the color green, he just threw the whole thing away.
Yeah, I mean, Dad's been growing this stuff for years, and he doesn't even know what it is. He brings his little granddaughter over. I got a teacher, I pick a beautiful red cherry tomato, and I go, you want to bite into it? I don't know what this is. This is funny looking.
That's not candy.
That's the best thing you've ever eaten in your entire life, a fresh picked tomato, man. Roma tomato right off the vine. Are you kidding me? But anyways, Qualcomm's no longer a Roma tomato. It's a sun-dried tomato. I hate to say it, okay? And, you know, of course, Atlanta's
a sun-dried tomato.
Well, you know, I mean, it's a prune. It's no longer vibrant and growing and, you know, at the peak of freshness. That's and that's why portfolios, and that will be part of the discussion tonight. You can't just sit there. I hear this term, you've got to be a passive investor. What? That's like saying you need to be a passive gardener.
Well,
just
like
plant
fishing,
the seeds, you know, come back 6 months from now.
That's like fishing with a worm and a bobber.
Yeah.
You just sit on a dock waiting for a fish to swim by. That's not fishing, that's waiting.
And you mean I've got to buy an index with 2,000 stocks? You mean I can't narrow that down to 40 or 50? You want me to own all 2,000 of them? You know, Rob, my dad had a saying. He had an uncle in Montana that was right on some of the best fishing country in the world. And he said, you know, if you can drive up to a spot and fish, you are not going to pull a trophy fish.
That's right.
He made
if
me,
you can get to it.
He made me crawl on my hands and knees under barbed wire through rattlesnake infested to a hole that he knew about that held Lunker German Brown Trophy Trout.
The secret spot.
That's it.
That's right.
The secret spot.
If you can drive right up to a spot, you know, and have a picnic, you might get lucky. But for the most part, it takes a little bit of work. Instead of buying a 1,000 stock index, let's just apply a little bit of work and find the ones whose earnings are growing the fastest, the ones that are disrupting and not being disrupted. Is that so difficult?
Well, you know,
it's
and
common
that,
sense.
That really is describing the way Bill goes about his day. We'll go into his office and try and bug him about something, and he's doing the research. He's finding the backstory behind companies, the backstory behind individual stocks. He's the guy who's putting in the time and the work and the effort to not just do an asset allocation, to not just shotgun an entire portfolio with gobbledygook.
He's finding the right stocks with which to invest your hard-earned money. And that makes the difference.
Still no guarantee.
Well, of course not. There's no guarantee. I know we've got to do that disclaimer. Yes. That there's no guarantee, blah, blah, blah. But wouldn't you rather have a guy who's putting the time and research and making the effort behind the binoculars to find the productive waters in the stock market? I'll tell you what, it's a lot better than having a robot manage your account.
The
so when we get back, that's right. So when we get back, we'll hear more about how Bill plies his craft on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Would you like to ask Bill Gunderson a question on the air? Perhaps your investments aren't doing as well as they should, or you have a particular stock or index or maybe even a mutual fund you'd like to have him discuss. This is your opportunity to hear him answer your question live on the Best Stocks Now radio show. Simply email your question by going to the contact page of GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378, and we'll select a few questions each week to be read live on the air. Please leave your name and city when asking a question, and you'll be a part of the new Ask Bill segment on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. If your question is chosen to be read on the air, we'll send you an autographed copy of Bill's Best Stocks Now book. So go to GundersonCapital.com or record your question at 855-611-BEST. What's your question? Is there anything better than seeing your favorite band or artist live in concert? Do you remember the feeling of hearing your favorite songs played by a band only a few feet from the stage? Well, the Bill Gunderson Tour is coming to a city near you, and this is your opportunity to see Bill live. We will be in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency Downtown on July 13th at 6:30 p.m. for a live evening of stories, entertainment, and solid advice on buying or selling Best Stocks Now. The best part is it's free. The Wonder Gunder Tour stops in Atlanta the following week on July 20th at the Embassy Suites Perimeter, also at 6:30 p.m. Bill has a few 30-minute one-on-one appointments available the day before and the day after each seminar as well. This is Rob Sanford, and I'll be booking appointments by calling 855-611-BEST or go directly to GundersonCapital.com and click on the Live Seminar tab at the top of the page. That's the Live Bill Gunderson Tour 2017. Be sure to make your reservations today.
Hi, this is Rhett Rasmussen of BestHotGrill.com. We make the Solaire infrared grills, those amazing gas grills that heat up to over 1,000 degrees in just 3 minutes to provide professional chef quality performance in your own backyard. Now, you won't find them in the big box stores. Solaire is sold only by the finest specialty retailers who recognize Solaire as the only real hot, fast grill. If you live in an area without a Solaire dealer, Solaire has the demo program where you can try a mini version of a full-size grill in your own backyard, grilling the foods you love. It's made with the same design, materials, components, and performance of the big Solaires, but in a size Solaire can easily ship to you. Try before you buy so you'll know firsthand why Solaire is the last grill you'll ever purchase. Learn more about the demo program and these fantastic USA-made grills at BestHotGrill.com. That's BestHotGrill.com, BestHotGrill.com.
Folks could hear the banter that goes on during the break here at the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. You know, Bill Gunderson and Sam Sanford have been discussing how to pick an all-star team, who should be the players in the all-star game. And, you know, we were talking about the fact that there are AAA players, there are AA players, there's AAA and single-A players. And then you boil it down to the rosters on the individual major league teams, and then you bring it all the way back down to who is going to make the all-star team every single year. And we likened it unto the stock market and how Bill comes up with his best stocks now. So when he puts together 25 or 30 stocks out of the thousands and thousands of stocks that are out there on the market, he has done the research, watched the performance of each player, and carefully and analytically put them into his portfolios. So this is Rob Sanford. I'm joined here in the studio with Bill Gunderson, the captain. And he's going to talk to us a little bit about why he chooses and how he chooses the best stocks to go into his individual portfolios. And Sam, this is your chance to learn how to put together an all-star baseball team in the stock market.
Well,
sounds good.
I mean, it's the same concept. You only have, you know, I've sat down with people that have owned 100 stocks.
You did last week?
Yeah, that's too much. Come on. You can narrow it down. I can't find 100 best stocks in the market today. So, you know, I think somewhere in that 25 to 30 area is about right, you know, equally weighted. And that's very similar to the All-Star game, which we recently watched here on the Midsummer Classic. And it's the ones that, you know, they're in the prime of their life. I mean, the thing that jumps off the page at me when I look at the stats on Qualcomm is their earnings over the last 5 years have only been growing by 3% per year. 3% per year. Now, let's just type in Facebook, which hit a new all-time high yesterday. And Facebook's earnings over the last 5 years have been growing by 119% per year. That's all I need to know. Do I want to take up one of those precious 30 slots in my portfolio with a company that's not growing their earnings anymore? Now, the other thing I would emphasize here, the same strategy the same theory applies to whatever strategy you're trying to achieve. Let's say you're a very conservative and Facebook scares you, you know. They don't pay a dividend. It's a growth company only. So, then let's find the 30 best dividend paying, the Lockheed Martins of the world that are protecting us from nuclear missiles from that crazy guy in North Korea with their THAAD missile defense system. Which has a lot of room for growth still. You know, there's a lot of countries around the world that give me a THAAD too. You know, this guy's crazy. He might launch one at us here one of these days. So far, the THAAD missile system is 14 out of 14 in intercepting those mock nuclear weapons, you know, that the military fires from time to time. And we want them to remain and have that perfect record. We don't want 14 out of 15. So there's a different kind of stock. Lockheed Martin is no longer growing by 119% per year. but they continue to innovate and remain relevant, which is the second part of that disruptive technology theory. Once you disrupt, you have to remain relevant. And, you know, if we go back, Ronald Reagan was the one really that thought up, I don't know, his people. Star Wars, remember Star Wars?
That's right, yeah. Missile defense system.
And protecting, you know, that's been a blessing to Israel, hasn't it? The Iron Dome?
Oh, yeah.
With those missiles lobbed at them constantly, you know, from different various factions and from the east, from the north, from the west, from the south, surrounded this little country. And that Iron Dome, which protects them, those missiles hit that dome and they implode and they land pretty much harmlessly. Ronald Reagan was the one that said, you know what, you know, it's the guns and butter debate. How much do we spend on guns? How much do we spend on butter? And thank goodness that he said, you know what, the best defense is a strong military. And that's kept us safe for many, many years, you know. And now we've probably got many more whack jobs around the world than ever before.
That's for sure.
And I don't think, you know, it's just a necessary evil that you have to keep innovating and stay ahead. You know, we come up with something, now they're trying to come up with something that gets around the THAAD system, all right? It's a continual game of cat and mouse, but you want to own the very best investments that fit your particular risk tolerance, whether it's dividend-paying stocks for income or whether it's fast growth. Our aggressive portfolio, Rob, is up over 21% before expenses so far this year. And, you know, we've been having a very, very good year. And tonight I'm going to talk about how I find those types of companies that can have that kind of potential.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a great opportunity for folks in the Atlanta area to come and meet with Bill tonight. If you've got individual questions, he'll answer questions on the floor. Sam will courteously be opening the door for folks as they walk in the room.
You can come meet me if you really want to.
You can meet Sam Sanford live.
Bring your 16-year-old daughters.
That's all 16-year-old daughters. That's right.
And, you can date now.
Yeah, how about that?
We have a rule. You can't date till you're 16.
16, boy. And watch out, Point Loma.
Look out.
And then tonight, if you'd like to schedule an appointment to meet with Bill individually with your portfolio, we've got just a couple of spots tomorrow. Today is full, unfortunately, but tonight, boy, I'll tell you what, it's well worth your time. If you've got something else going on tonight, go ahead and set it aside until next week and come down and meet Bill Gunderson. This is a great opportunity. He's here in the land of steam to
land of sweat
and sweat to talk to folks here. Embassy Suites Perimeter, the Embassy Suites Perimeter, right across the street there from Joey D's Steakhouse by Dick's Sporting Goods, the big mall there in the perimeter area. That's the Embassy Suites Perimeter. Come see Bill tonight, and we will love to welcome you there. It's a good opportunity. And if you want more information on his newsletter or his app, go to GundersonCapital.com, sign up for the future live seminars, or go right over and sign up for the newsletter, and you'll get to hear what he writes. Comes out of his noodle every single week. That's a labor of love. Well, it's a labor of lots of work, and you'll have an opportunity to meet with Bill there tonight and get to know him very, very well.
Come hear the Gunderson Gospel.
The Gunderson Gospel, that's right. Hey, Taman, I think we're coming right up on the end of the show here. I'm not hearing the exit music yet, but there it comes. Okay, see, it's hard when you're in a remote studio. Go to GundersonCapital.com or visit us tonight at the Embassy Suites Perimeter here in Atlanta. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. This is Rob Sanford and Sam Sanford. Have a great day, everyone.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.